Blog number 25. Here's to the thrill of eradicating malnutrition. Experience the Hope Bar Project. Know the social enterprise business model. Here's an excerpt from Social Entrepreneurship, What Everyone Needs to Know by David Bornstein and Susan Davis. If there is one overarching aspect of social entrepreneurship that remains misunderstood, it is the notion that you must be selfless to do this work. Journalists often refer to social entrepreneurs as do-gooders, conjuring up images of self-sacrifice. The irony is that most social entrepreneurs we know find their work fulfilling and enjoyable. In contrast, polls reveal that the majority of doctors, lawyers, and journalists, for example, are dissatisfied with their work. People who switch to the field of social entrepreneurship after spending years doing more sensible work often say that they did so in order to feel more alive. Ask Jordan Casolo, the founder of Vision Spring, which makes eyeglasses available to poor people in the developing world. He feels a thrill every time he sees a client's face light up with the experience of clear sight. His motivation for building Vision Spring into an international organization is crystal clear. I get to experience that thrill over and over. Here's to the thrill of eradicating malnutrition one child at a time. Enroll and tell others. Get paid to solve the world's largest social problem. We ask you to join our social enterprise team, to enroll and start the flow of Hope Bars to you and others, and you will love them. Access the email sent to you by one of our team members and click the referral link provided, or give him or her a call. This same automated system of email updates, of which this blog post is a part, is available to you when you enroll. That way you can effectively tell others. Another update comes very soon, or you can read in advance blog number 26 by clicking here. You can also hear from founder Sam Castor by clicking the play button below.